Welcome back to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Gary Hill back with you, and I think we were all hoping today we'd be talking about game number 163 against the Oakland A's, but it's not to be. The Mariners, they did their job over the weekend. They took all three against the Angels, but the Texas Rangers don't come through on the very last day of the season. The A's prevail. They move on to the postseason. The Mariners eliminated in the very last day of the season. Big podcast coming up. In fact, this is not the last podcast of the season. We have a couple coming up because there's just so much to get to. So today's, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the weekend. And what was a thrilling weekend, especially Saturday was just amazing at Safeco Field. So we'll talk about the weekend. Also, we'll get a ton of reaction coming out of the game yesterday, not only with what happened yesterday and what happened over the weekend, but the entire season and also moving forward. We'll hear from Robinson Cano, hear from the King, Felix Hernandez, the skipper, Lloyd McClendon, Mike Zunino, and Kyle Seager. So all of that coming up. We'll also celebrate the year with the year that was in 2014. That comes up at the end of the podcast as well. Have a conversation with Aaron Goldsmith about the season and moving forward. And Aaron Goldsmith, Mike Blowers, Rick Riz, they'll talk about it as well on the roundtable. So a ton to get to in this podcast. A lot tomorrow as well. Bullpen banter going to be tomorrow. We'll also have a great conversation with Billy Mack coming up. He's working on a biography of Dave Niehaus that we'll talk about. And boy, I had a lot of conversations the past few days about Dave Niehaus with a lot of you for good reason. I think this postseason run and the last few days in particular with some of the magical moments we've seen brought some really near-to-the-heart memories of Mariners and Mariners baseball and Dave Niehaus. And those conversations have been fun, and connecting that with the conversation with Billy Mack coming up tomorrow. And I think moving forward, this isn't going to be a daily podcast out of season. In season, it was, for the most part, a daily podcast. The podcast will still be coming. It just won't be daily. I'm not sure how often it will be. I'm excited, though, to get to a lot of the things in the postseason that I just wasn't able to get to. A lot of your requests that I took through the season, I got to many. I didn't get to them all. And some really great questions that I'm excited to tackle, and I haven't had a chance yet. So I think the offseason is a good time to get to some of your questions that I think are fantastic, that with everything that went on this last month or so, it's just I haven't had the time to be thorough and do a good job with the questions. That's part of it. I want to make sure that I cover it the best I can. So I'll get to those. I'm not sure how frequent the podcast will be. I guess we'll just play it by ear. But I know when we get to the winter, we'll have the hot stove league, and it'll be. We'll see. We'll see how often it is. But I was excited about what happened with the podcast this year. Thrilled, and being hosted MLB.com and SeattleMariners.com. And it's very exciting what's happened with the podcast. And I owe you, your listeners, everything. I mean, you're fantastic all season with the interactions and, the response, and everything's been so fantastic. And I'm really excited where it's going moving forward. And I have nothing but thanks and praise for all of you for being such a big part of it. And I thank you for that. And at some point, I will turn off the original feed, which I never did because there were some issues with MLB.com for a while. So I kept both alive. So at some point during the winter, and I'll give you plenty of warning, it will solely be, you can only subscribe through MLB.com. You can get on iTunes and everywhere else, but you have to get that feed. Right now, there's two different feeds going. There's the original feed and the switch to MLB.com, but I kept them both alive. I didn't want to switch it in the last 2 weeks, but I will make the switch. And you can still get it iTunes, everywhere else. You just have to make sure to make the switch if you haven't yet. But I'll give you a warning when that actually happens. For now, they're still being sent both places. And Mariners.com is the place to go to get it now. You can listen there, download it there. You can also subscribe to iTunes or your favorite reader from there as well and get it. So that's kind of the plan moving forward. And again, the off season's fantastic too. If you have requests, you have thoughts, things I should tackle. There's things I'm working on right now that I'll be working on, and yeah, that's how we'll go moving forward. And you know, it's been fantastic. I've really appreciated the interaction. I've gotten a ton of emails, a ton of tweets. It's fun. I love the conversation. I love the baseball conversation. And boy, it was such a fun year, an up and down year, and for the most part, mostly ups, though. And I think things are pretty exciting moving forward. So I'm excited about the future. And again, I want to thank you and thank you for everything this season. But what an exciting weekend it was at Safeco Field. Going into the weekend, you know, they trailed by 2 games to the A's and really only 1 game to play with. You know, the margin for error was so slim going into the season, going into the weekend. And, you know, one of the great things, it was fantastic to see Hisashi Iwakuma take the hill on Friday, and he was himself. He was outstanding, and that was so much fun to see Iwakuma being Iwakuma. It was a delight. He was outstanding.
Kuma ready. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and down he goes. Another vicious split in the dirt. Kendrick comes up empty. Back-to-back punch-outs for Iwakuma. He's got 4 now.
Iwakuma was Iwakuma, and the Mariners played a ton of long ball in the ball game.
The pitch to Saunders. Swing and a fly ball. Deep to right field. Calhoun, warning track to the wall. Gone. Goodbye, baseball. Michael Saunders with his 8th home run of the season. And this comes with Morrison aboard. A 2-run shot, and it's now the Mariners 3 and the Angels nothing. More white towels waving all around Safeco Field. 3-0, Mariners lead.
So they did what they needed to do, and they took the first game of the series. Long ball, Iwakuma, they get it done. And that sets the stage for game 2 of the series. James Paxton on the mound, and this was classic. The atmosphere was unreal. With the towels being waved throughout the ball game with the crowd, they were up and down. I mean, just really bringing it, just like Seattle crowds always do. A sensational ball game. And while this is playing out on Saturday, the A's and Rangers are doing battle at the same time, knowing at this point there's no margin for error. Mariners have to win, and also the Texas Rangers have to win. And you know, the Rangers-A's game is close, and Mariners trailing. Paxton pitches really well, but the Mariners trailing in the ball game. It's starting to get late in the ball game as well. The Mariners are looking for the big knock. And then in the 7th inning, Feliz for the Rangers closes down the A's. It's a 1-run ball game. He gets the save. They're congratulating themselves on the mound. Seconds after that, Logan Morrison lands the big blow in the ball game. I love this call.
Mariners just need a run. The pitch to Morrison, swinging a line drive right center field. This bounces, will roll all the way up to the wall. Here comes Seager, pedals to second, into third. Seager being waved home, the throw home. He slides, he's safe, we're tied at 1. Logan Morrison, the biggest RBI of his career. He's tied at 1 apiece in the 7th inning.
And this crowd is going crazy at Safeco Field.
But it's 1-1 in extra innings. I mean, the Mariners, all kinds of chances, bases loaded, and they can't score a run with nobody down in the 9th inning. Just ups and downs, high drama, high tension, an unbelievable game. Again, the atmosphere crazy, and then a sweet, sweet fielder's choice to end it in the 11th inning, a game-winning fielder's choice.
1-1 tie, bottom of the 11th inning, 2-on, 1 away. Here's the set by Pestano, and the 1-2 to Jackson. Swing and a ground ball to the second baseman. Green over to second for 1. The relay to first, safe. Mariners win it. Brad Miller will score from third. A walk-off fielder's choice. The Mariners win it 2-1 in the bottom of the 11th inning. And this improbable season continues. Holy smokes. The Mariners will live for another day, and game 162 is coming tomorrow with meaning. Holy smokes, what a finish. The speed of Austin Jackson, safe at first on the 4-6 fielder's choice. They get Taylor at second. The relay to first was late. Jackson was safe. Brad Miller crosses home plate with the winning run, 2-1. What a finish here at Safeco Field. The Mariners win it in 11, 2-1 with Felix Hernandez on the mound tomorrow.
It was just remarkable all the way around. All the way around. What a night as the M's, they got the victory, the must win, they grabbed it. And at that point, you know, going into Sunday, just riding so high, thinking that Holland was going to pitch the next day for the Rangers. You knew the King was going to be on the mound. And boy, the King did not disappoint.
Boy, what a series this was. And Safeco Field, the atmosphere, again, sensational. Everything on the line in this ballgame. The only thing that it was missing was a victory in Texas, as the Rangers, they couldn't get it done. They fall to the A's, and we found out about the fifth inning in this one that hopes were dashed of moving on and forcing a game 163. And with everything that happened this series, you really wanted to see what would have happened in that game 163. The strides they have made in this season, and also I think the last few days as well, that were pretty spectacular here at Safeco Field. Pretty amazing stuff. And, you know, this game was so thrilling coming in because you had Felix Hernandez on the hill in a must-win ball game. And man, Felix too. Then the Angels put out their A lineup. It was everybody. It was Calhoun. It was Trout. It was Pujols. It was Kendrick. You know, the whole thing. And Felix Hernandez was dominating to start the ball game right away. Kang, Mike Trout.
Felix ready. The windup, and again the 2-2, and it's strike three called. Got him looking. Back to back strikeouts for the King here in the top of the first inning. Trout takes a look at strike three on the outside corner, and already two strikeouts for Felix Hernandez. What a start.
Yeah, that was a trend. He was really racking them up. He got to seven in the first three innings of the ball game.
2 outs, nobody on. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Swing, and it's back to the glove of Zunino. It was ticked back to the Mariners catcher, Cole Calhoun, down on strikes. And the King strikes out the side in order here in the third. He has fanned the last four in a row, five of the last six. He has struck out seven Angels hitters over the first three innings.
You know, if Texas would have won that game, I wonder what Felix's final line would have been, because he was flat dominating. Retired 14 in a row. He had racked up 7 Ks. Was unbelievable. But then the news coming in the fifth inning here, and the fans reacting to it as it went around the yard, that the A's did in fact win the ball game and clinch the final playoff spot.
And look at this. The fans are finding out that the A's have won in Texas, and the Mariners crowd here at Safeco Field is on their feet, giving their ball club, the Mariners, a standing ovation.
That was a great scene here. Standing ovation for the M's as they were eliminated at that moment. And then Felix, not long after his work was done, he pitched to one batter in the sixth inning, retired him, of course, retiring 14 in a row. And then a magnificent scene here at Safeco Field. Fans rising as one on their feet, saluting the King, the best pitcher in the American League.
And here comes Lloyd McClendon as Felix has thrown his final pitch in 2014.
Listen to this crowd. Getting a hug from Robinson Cano and the rest of his infielders. What a special moment right here for the King.
Hugging Lloyd McClendon. Felix now walking up towards the first base dugout. He tips his cap. Felix facing the fans in left field above the Mariners' bullpen. Cap waving high above his right shoulder. Nearly 40,000 yellow rally towels waving above everybody's head. Everybody loving the King here at Safeco Field today. Felix bowing to the crowd, and he never wants to go inside of that dugout.
A tremendous scene. He did pop inside the dugout, but came back out. Curtain call action, two hands in the air, spinning around to all parts of the ballpark as just the love going back and forth between Felix Hernandez and this crowd. Everything he did this season, and it's remarkable what he did this season. We're going to talk about that coming up a lot, and the numbers are just eye-popping of what he did. History in a lot of ways. He was that special this season. And, yeah, we'll talk about the Cy Young Award coming up as well. But Felix Hernandez leaves. And, of course, there was one more out to get in this ball game. The Mariners would get it and end this one on a high note, getting the win.
And the 1-2 offer, swinging a ground ball, one hopper back to the mound. Danny's got it. Underhand toss to Morrison at first. The ball game is over. The Mariners win at a final of 4-1 this afternoon here at Safeco Field on the final day of the 2014 regular season. And the curtain comes down on a tremendous year for this franchise. They come up one game shy of making the playoffs. The Oakland A's won this afternoon as they shut out the Texas Rangers in Texas 4-0. The A's clinched that second wild card spot, but the Mariners came oh so very close to getting to the playoffs for the first time in 13 seasons.
Yeah, but in the end, the Mariners go down. And after the ball game, Rick Riz, Aaron Goldsmith, and Mike Blowers talked about it.
Blow, this was a game where we went into it in a deficit. The A's were winning 2-0. They end up winning 4-0, which made today's game, well, not quite as important. But what a year it was for the Mariners. For Felix, for everybody, this was incredible.
Really don't even know where to start with it. You know, I guess today, disappointing. You needed some help. The Mariners did everything that they were supposed to do on trying to sweep the Angels. They accomplished that. But when you need help, it's tough sometimes. But look, 71 wins last year, 87 wins this year. What a huge jump for them. And the thing that I look at now that this is over is this pitching staff is going to be back, could be even better. When you look at having Paxton for an entire season, hopefully Iwakuma for an entire season, the growth of Taijuan Walker, what Elias has learned this year, Felix, best pitcher in baseball, that bullpen for the large part will be back. A few more runs, guys. Need a few more runs. Yeah. Finish 11th in runs scored. You get into the middle of the pack, and the next 87 hopefully jumps to 91, 92, 93 wins, and that gets you into some playoff baseball. So they're close. They're right there. The pitching will be there for them. It's what are they going to do to improve their offense. But it was a great year all around. Lloyd McClendon and his staff, this is my eighth year doing my job. Before that, doing pre and post on radio. His staff, probably the hardest working staff we've had here, yeah. And we saw it every day at 2 o'clock. You see the guys out doing early work the entire summer. And I think that paid off. I think they had dividends from that. And so they deserve a lot of credit. Lloyd, what a year for him in his first season to win 87 games. 162 still matter. I mean, it was just terrific. But, you know, we'll see. Kyle Seager, the improvement of Kyle every year, 3 years in a row, he's improved. Who knows what he's going to do next year? Right. He just continues to get better. Zunino is going to get better. What a year he had with the 22 home runs. There's a lot of things to look forward to, even though it's a disappointing day overall.
Yeah, I love what you said about Lloyd McClendon. Here's a guy that took this bullpen, and I don't think there's any manager in the game of baseball that handled their pen as well as Lloyd McClendon. He divided up that work. He had how many guys? Seven guys with 50 or more appearances on the course of the season. He pushed all the right buttons, pulled all the right strings, did not overuse anybody. A lot of managers, number of managers can really blow up a bullpen. He didn't. They seemed to get stronger and better as the year went along when you had a Brandon Maurer, who was a starter, so he makes that evolution, and Carson Smith.
Rick, I agree with everything that you just said, but I'm going to give the guys out in the pen a lot of credit because you could pick up the phone and call for any one of those guys in any situation, and they'll come in and get it done. So when you have that, that's a huge help for him. And it's for me, that's the biggest reason why they were in the position that they were into today.
Yeah,
that bullpen. Look at yesterday. What a tough game. 5 1/3, scoreless again by the bullpen. Jackson Ringler's going to get a lot of phone calls about that bullpen over the course of the winter. We'll see what ends up happening. Carson Smith, something to look forward to in the pen, too. That kid is just electric when he comes into the game. So, you know, a lot of really good things to look forward to, even though we're all disappointed with it. I was ready to pack for five more days.
I was ready.
Love packing. Let's do some more of it. Yeah. It would have been good packing this time around.
Yeah, it would have been. It would have been fun.
Oh.
And finally, Blow.
Yeah.
How great was the scene for Felix when he exited? I mean, that was
what I expected.
Yeah, that's what makes this city and Felix so great.
Well, and the way the fans react to Felix and the way Felix reacts to the fans is awesome. And you know, that's the one thing I was saying on the TV side that was disappointing for me today, obviously, that they don't get in. But the other part of it was watching Felix and the start he was off to in this game. And if things had reversed, I think, and the Rangers had won that game, it would have been special to see what he was going to do. He was that good today. The Angels were not going to score on him. And he had a chance to strike out 10, 11, 12, 13 guys today. He was off to such a great start. Unfortunately, once they got the news, Lloyd did the right thing, was able to take him off the field, do an ovation, get Cano out of there and make the changes that they needed to make. But, you know, if you're in that clubhouse and you're those guys, what a great incentive to continue to work over the winter. Knowing that you were just a game here or a game there makes a difference. And I believe that they will. I believe that they will. So,
and you weren't eliminated until the final day of the regular season. The way that they battled in the second half and made all these games in August and September count for the first time in a long time. And such a joy to watch a professional player like Robinson Cano, you know, in that number three spot, you know, to drive the ball the other way, to drive in runs and play some outstanding defense at second base. Fun watching this guy.
Well, I thought defensively the entire club played well this year. I think across the board. So those are things you can depend on that on a daily basis. If you can pitch and you can catch it, you can depend on those things, and those things make a difference for you over the course of the summer. And they just need to get a little bit better, a little more consistent offensively, and see what happens. They added Cano, as you mentioned. Another addition this winter, maybe two, and we'll see what happens.
And here was the skipper, Lloyd McClendon, everything he had to say after the ball game.
I'm going to enjoy this look. I get to rest a little bit. We'll have to look at you guys some more.
Hey, sum that up. I mean, bittersweet day. I mean, things didn't go right in Texas, but I'm guessing you can already look back.
Yeah, you know, you can always say woulda, coulda, shoulda. You know, we should have won this amount. Well, you probably should have lost a few also. You know, it just was not in the cards for us. I think this was a tremendous learning experience for this club. They took a tremendous step forward, and we'll be better. You know, we got a lot of work to do, and we're going to start getting it done, roll up our sleeves and get it done.
You say they'll be better, but how much excitement do you have for the growth that this team has went through?
You know, obviously this was a very emotional day for a lot of reasons, but you know, I told you guys when I took the job, I thought this was a golden era for the Seattle Mariners, and they haven't let me down. And I think it's only going to get better. I mean, you guys can see that yesterday with the kids that we brought in here with the awards. You know, those are pretty impressive numbers. So I'm excited. My unit out there is excited. You know, they're a little disappointed right now, but they had a hell of a year.
When you came, you said you were going to deliver a message about how it was going to be the first day. Do you feel like these guys have really bought into that and that philosophy?
Well, you know, listen, I wasn't trying to lay down a law or anything. I mean, baseball is what it is. I was just trying to get them to buy into a philosophy. That's all. And I think they did a good job of buying into what we're selling. You know, I'm no different than the next guy. I'm not any smarter than anybody. And I'm not any dumber, you know. This is a people's game, and you have to have relationships, and you got to know how to communicate, and I think I do that pretty good.
You talked about the other day about the 06 Detroit team kind of stumbling down the stretch and that helping you going forward. Can this team learn from these last couple of weeks?
Sure, yeah. I think we've learned a lot. And, you know, hopefully Major League Baseball has learned a lot from the schedule that we had this year, so we'll see.
You gave Felix a big hug there as you took him out. Can you talk about what he gave you this year?
Well, Felix is a hell of a competitor. And, you know, truthfully, he wasn't at full strength today. And, you know, there was no talking him out of not starting this game. And he really didn't want to come out in the sixth. And I just said, the hell with it, I'm going to get him. So I was surprised he gave me a hug. I thought he'd probably hit me, but, yeah, it's pretty good. Well, it's been a long year. It's been a grind. You know, he logged a lot of innings, a lot of strikeouts, and a lot of pressure situations. You know, won a lot of 1-0 games, 2-1, 3-2. It was a long year in a lot of respects for him.
Do you think he should win the Cy Young?
Of course I do. I mean, the hell, you think I'm crazy? Yeah, he should win the Cy Young.
Do you feel good that he ended on a note like this rather than the Toronto start, you know, a positive outing?
Yeah, I was very happy. Yeah, I mean, the Toronto's, you know, the back was pretty tough, you know. I mean, he pitched extremely well for, what was it, four and a third, and all of a sudden the wheels came off for some reason. But I was really happy he went out on this positive note. Yeah, I told him it was a hell of a year. I was very proud of him. But I also told him that they're no longer the prey. You know, they're the hunters now. And with being hunters, there's a responsibility. Responsibility to me, this organization, to your teammates. And how you go about your business this offseason is very important. So that's the message that I sent.
Why was it important to get both Robbie and Felix off in the middle of an inning?
I just thought that, you know, I our fans should have a opportunity to thank them for the tremendous years that both of them have had. And I thought our fans were just tremendous in that respect because both of those guys grinded it out all year. And they're big-time players, and I thought they deserved that.
The scoreboard went from 4-0, and then they showed that it was ninth inning, and then they showed final. And the crowd kind of gasped it a little bit, and then about a few seconds later, everybody started cheering and applauding. Did you notice all that was going through your head?
It was one of my proudest moments. I thought it said a lot about our fans.
When you look at the five-game skid that you had there at UC Toronto, to get the guys to turn it back around, put this finishing kick in, this, when it could have gone the other way, too, where they could have just said, oh, we're out of it, packing it. What does that say about what you guys are doing?
Well, you know, I've said all along, they're very resilient. It's a tough group, and, you know, when you think they're down and out, they get up off the mat, and they did it again.
How deflating was that in the fifth inning when it's how UC is, and UC is not possible?
Yeah, disappointing. I wouldn't say deflating. It was disappointing because our guys had really poured their hearts into this season. But listen, it is what it is, and the A's deserve what they got. You know, we just came up a little short.
Lloyd, you mentioned the fans. Can you even talk about the pride level from when you took this place over? There was not much of a buzz with this ball club, and now Mariner baseball is back on the map in the city.
Well, you know, listen, I'm not here to chastise, but I think you guys had a lot to do with that, not the fans. I think our fans have been great since day one when I went into the first coffee shop. You know, they were tremendous, so and they haven't disappointed. So, you know, maybe it's a wake-up call for all of us. Sometimes we forget just how hard it is to compete at this level, and it ain't easy, trust me. Go ask the Oakland Athletics. It's not easy. For a long time, they're the best team in baseball, and they had to wait to the last day of the season to get in. So sometimes we lose that perspective.
Can you talk about Felix's health going into the game? Was there anything specific that was?
No, he's just tired. He's just tired, that's all.
Hey, Lloyd, how was that A's score relayed to you?
It was on the scoreboard.
So you got it from the scoreboard as opposed to somebody. I mean, I don't know if somebody else was watching.
No, it was on the scoreboard.
So you.
Yeah. Right. This was a very hard game to manage because I had one eye on the scoreboard and the other eye on what's going on the field. It was kind of tough. So.
Felix, who was so special in the game, here's what he had to say.
It's all come down to one day. I mean, you guys have been fighting all year. You came in and. What was it like walking into this place today for you?
Just walking through the bullpen. I mean, people started yelling, started cheering. It was special. Just like I said, when I was warming up, people was yelling Felix, Felix, Felix. And my mindset was just go out there and do your thing, just pitch like how you pitch. So it was good.
And that was how you pitched. The skipper said you weren't 100% out there today.
I was okay. But you know what? I mean, this is a big game. It was a big game for us. There's nobody's going to take me out of this game. So when I lose, when I look at the scoreboard and they score four, and I was a little disappointed. But you know what? I'm just proud of this team. I'm proud of it. My teammates. Listen, we'll play. And I'm proud of my teammates. I'm proud of the team. I'm proud of the coaching staff. It was a great year all around.
What you're talking about is a team. You guys came together and came together quickly. How important was that to what followed?
That was really important for us. I mean, you see all the guys. We always have a family clubhouse. Like I said, I'm proud of my teammates. They did a great job.
To have a situation where you were competitive all year, what did that do for you?
Just work hard for next year. Work harder for next year, and we're going to be better.
How so? How so?
We're going to be better. I mean, we got a little taste of what's going to be in the playoff. We can't close. And next year, we're going to be better.
Yeah, how significant was that? Because I did feel like you had must-win games out there, and that's an experience a lot of you had never had before.
A little experience, but that doesn't matter. I mean, we just go out there and do more than 100%. We play hard all the time. And it is what it is.
Lloyd came out to get you. You turned and you saw your infielders, and there were hugs. What was going through your mind?
Oh, man, don't cry. That was going through my mind. I mean, just all this guy just gave me a hug. It was emotional. It was emotional. And then the crowd standing ovation. That was unbelievable, man. That was great.
You put up incredible numbers this year. Is this better than your Cy Young season?
I don't know. You tell me. I think it is. I think it is. But I think I throw more innings in 2010.
You think you had better stuff this year?
Yes, definitely. I mean, more command, more consistent. I mean, September, you know, like I said, last year I was a little struggling. But, you know, this year I was fine. I was strong. And I think I had better stuff this year than 2010.
What do you think was the key to having that?
Fastball, command. Fastball's command-wise. The breaking ball, the curveball was unbelievable. And, depending on the three pitches, my changeup. Because I don't throw that many sliders this year.
You come into camp next year. What's your mindset going to be?
Mindset? Just work hard, be prepared for the season, and make the playoff.
That's it.
That's it.
It's time.
Yep, it's time. And we got a good chance to do it.
And Kyle Seager, what a tremendous year. Another huge step forward. Here's what the All-Star said after the game.
Just kind of looking around this clubhouse, everything you've been through this year, what do you see right now from this group as opposed to when you first walked into spring training?
You know, it's such a good group. You know, we knew we had something special. We knew we were, you know, going to be a lot better. But, you know, the way, you know, we battled and, you know, we showed we can play with anybody and we showed we belong, you know, to be in every discussion. And, you know, it's tough coming up one game short. You know, the playoffs, that's a tough pill to swallow. But, you know, that'll just motivate us in the offseason to get back and, you know, be on the other side of this.
What was it like to go through this game and to have one eye on that scoreboard? And
yeah, you know, it was actually a kind of a bittersweet moment. You know, when when we saw that, you know, Oakland had won, and we all know obviously what that means. You know, the crowd, you know, got that little standing ovation there. You know, that was pretty special. Now that felt, you know, that was pretty cool. You know, that happened. You know, it was kind of a, you know, it's a sad moment. Obviously, you know, you work so hard, and then you know, the 3 innings there where it was tough. Really, really, really.
For you personally, an All-Star season for you, I know you are always constantly striving to improve. What do you take from this season?
You know, I'm obviously, you know, it's another year where you learn things about yourself, you know, learn things about, you know, your swing. And, you know, the coaches challenged me earlier in the year about, you know, being able to use the whole field. And, you know, that's something I felt like I've learned a lot from, you know, being able to go into the off season and, you know, work on that. And, you know, off season is really good in the respect where you can really work on stuff. You know, you learn things during the year, but it's kind of hard sometimes to make a major adjustment during the year. But, you know, I'm really proud of some of the things I've learned. And, you know, I'm extremely happy with the, you know, the defensive improvements, you know, with what Woody told me and, you know, how much he helped me. I'm excited to, you know, kind of as much as I've learned from there to continue to be able to work and get better there as well.
The middle of the game, when they had the standing ovation, your wife tweeted, "This is just absolutely incredible. Yeah. We love this place." And I know there's a lot of focus that, you know, they'd like to probably get you locked up. And how important is that to you?
You know, that would be, you know, that'd be great if that's something like that were to work out. You know, me and my wife, you know, we love this place. You know, it's been everybody here has been amazing for us, and everybody's treated us with such respect. And you know, it's been awesome to, you know, me and her and the little man. So this is definitely a place that we would you know, like to be a long time.
You look at this whole group, and we've seen them. We saw you guys, a lot of you come up together and early, and they talked about the core of this team. And you look at you as a foundation when you look around the infield and the people that are there. How solidified does it feel? Lloyd said that basically he told you guys that you're no longer the prey. You guys are the hunters now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been on the other end of this. You know, we've been where, you know, we've, you know, the last couple of weeks didn't really, we weren't playing for something. So, you know, to get a taste of this, to take it down to the wire, you know, especially, you know, knowing that the core we have, you know, a lot of guys are going to be back next year. You know, it's something that, you know, we're definitely, you know, looking forward to and definitely excited about the future.
Robinson Cano, his first full season as a Seattle Mariner. Here's what he said.
Bobby, you came to this club, and I remember when you first signed, you said, you know, it's not going to all happen at once, but it came so close. When you think about what you saw in spring training and where you guys are today, how big a step was that?
Well, it's a huge step, especially this team. How long has it been? 10, 14 years old. They've been all the way to the end fighting. I mean, especially we got a lot of young guys. It's not that they cannot play, but you know what? They don't have the experience. Sometimes it's easier when you got guys with experience. They've been there before. But I know for next year we can have a better year. We might be the one that be on first place. You never know what can happen.
How important was Lloyd to this group, and how did he kind of take control of it?
Well, Lloyd was great. I mean, his patience with us, that was amazing. I mean, you know, as a manager, when you come from a team like the Tiger, the Wings, you are all kind of guys. It's really hard to deal with a lot of young guys, and the way he deal with us, he was so patient. He trusts that we all can play this game, and that's something that really means a lot to us.
With off-season comes opportunity. You know, the team will look a little bit different next year. The pitching, obviously, is there. How much help do you think you guys need offensively?
Well, I mean, you know what, like, no, that's hard to think about right now, but, I mean, we don't know. And I think the front office know what we need, and they know what the pieces that we need to make this team a winning team. And also, you see guys that played for the first year, first time this year, that next year they're going to be able to, you know, got more experience, you know, situations, men are going to position, men are saying how to move them over. All those kind of things they're going to learn, they're going to know, and they know now that we can compete and fight with any team in the American League.
How much did you enjoy? I mean, you got to be the guy on this team in the leadership role. And, I mean, we saw that from day one. How did that work for Robinson Cano?
Well, I mean, that was great. Like I said, I mean, that was really great. And the way we were able to compete, you know, I told this guy, we believe in ourselves. We can make it. And we able to come. Remember that day that we lost those A's in a row, that people thought that we was done. Oh, that was a regular Seattle Mariners, and we can come back. We was able to come back and just fight and compete, and you know, gotta give credit guys like Christian, Rasmus Ramirez, Aliyah, Walker, Paxton, you know, guy. We don't know what Philly is capable of. You know, the kind of pitcher he is. He's been in the game for so long, and we don't know. When you got those young guys and, you know, guys like Young, we got them at the end of spring training and did a great year for us. That was amazing.
Your season, personally, how do you look at it? How do you evaluate?
I evaluate like a great season, not because of my number, but because that I was able to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. Especially, I'm in the division now that the travel is longer. Mm-hmm. We travel more and be able to, you know, adjust to that transition coming from the east to the west. And the job that we did as a team and be able to be the leader and, you know, help these young kids.
What's next for you? What's the off season look like?
You know what? I'm at rest. Like, at least 2-3 weeks before I start working out again. And then I'm going to Japan with the All-Star team. And then after that, I'll go home and spend time with my son.
And here is Mariners catcher Mike Zunino.
I hate to ask this question, but how tough is it to be packing right now? You guys have just been building and building and building.
It's not what you want to do, but it's definitely a different taste when you're not starting to pack 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I mean, last year was a little bit different circumstances, but I mean, I think we took some big strides this year. I mean, we just picked up where Lloyd wanted us to get going. I mean, his mentality, his demeanor, all that stuff, I think a lot of guys picked up on that. And, I mean, he's a competitor and a winner. And I think it starts from the manager and it goes down.
When did you have an idea that, okay, maybe we can accelerate things here? I don't think anybody had you guys picked to be in the situation you were on the last day of the season.
I think we felt it at spring training. I mean, we had a great spring. I mean, we had a great group of guys. And, I mean, we sort of knew who was going to be there, and we sort of bonded real quick. But, the first couple months, we really meshed, went through that little rough patch, 8 games. But once we bounced back from that, I felt like that's when we were really battle-tested and, hitting our stride as a team.
Lloyd talked about talking to you guys and saying you're no longer the prey, you're now the hunters. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you?
I think it just shows that, we've sort of turned the page. I mean, it's a new leaf for us. I mean, when you finish a year ago, 20 games out, and this year you miss it by one game, I think there's something to say about that. And, we had a feeling that, if we got to the playoffs, we'd make a good run. But, it's one of those things that, hey, it's a mentality to have, and I think everyone's buying into that.
Felix out there today, I think we saw what everybody thought we would see.
It's Felix answering to, the occasion. We know what he needed to do, and, he did that. It's one of those games where, that's why he's as good as he is. Those big guys, those big pitchers step up in the big situations. And I think it's something that he's going to build on because I know he's ready to pitch in that in October.
Catching him all year and seeing every pitch that he throws, if you had to make an argument for the Cy Young Award for him, what would it be?
I don't see how it couldn't. You got the ERA title. 15-5, I believe. With a team that, we didn't score, we didn't give him the most run support, but he stepped in every big situation that he could, and it's one of those things where, a guy dominated all year. It's tough to overlook that.
Your season, personally, you look at it. Where are you right now, and what do you do in the off season? What do you focus on?
Yeah, obviously a lot to take from this season. Good and bad. Catching. We're working with those guys. I think we built a good thing with our rotation, our bullpen. And I feel comfortable working with those guys, and hopefully it's the same in exchange. Hitting wise, it's a work in progress. I consistently work with, Hojo or Lloyd, and yeah, I think next year is the time to make that big jump. Hit for some average, hit for some power, and really help this team.
Had to sum up this year. How would you sum it up?
I think it was a great year. I think we played great baseball, and I think we're really taking the next step forward.
And finally, here it is. We're going to end things with the year that was 2014, as the Mariners, by one game, missed the postseason. But so many thrills, so many hive moments. So here it is, the year that was 2014.
And the pitch to Kyle, swinging a high drive, deep to right field. Springer going back, looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off three-run home run. Kyle Seager, his second of the ball game. He drives in all five Mariner runs.
Ice cream for everybody.
Two outs for the Mariners here in the first, and here he is, Robinson Cano, coming up to home plate.
Stay in Seattle. We don't need you in New York. Hey!
Cano swings and rifles it towards the pole in right field, and this is gone. Robinson Cano with a no-doubter off the bat. That ball was a missile over the fence and right. Michael is there. He makes the catch, and the ball game is over. Roenis Elias with a complete game. Three-hit shutout win, 4-0 over the Detroit Tigers.
Felix turns, fires away, swing and a miss, strike three, a changeup at 90 miles an hour. 15 punch shots for Felix Hernandez today at Tropicana Field.
There's not a one player in this league that likes facing Felix.
Goodbye, baseball! Brad Miller with a leadoff home run here in the top of the ninth inning, and he hits it off of one of the best closers in baseball, Greg Holland.
That ambush, definitely... just sashayed into the canyon, and there was firing from both sides.
The 1-1, Chavez swings, drives it to right field. This has some hang time, some distance, and it is gone.
What can I say?
The 2-0 offering, swinging his club high to left field. This sends Ackley back on the chase. He's back to the warning track. Ackley's got a little bit of room. He leaps, and a snow cone catch! Swing and a miss. He cut right through it. Strike three. He comes in with a changeup. He can pass now. Tom Seaver on the all-time list. His 14th consecutive start, going at least seven innings and allowing two runs or fewer, and history might have just been made.
He's the king of Seattle right now.
Thank you for all the love you bestowed on me, my family, and our teams while I was here. And from the bottom of my heart, I say thank you, salute you, never forget you.
I feel our offense is starting to rumble a little bit. I think we got a run coming.
Huge clap of thunder, and before that, some lightning. It looked like an enormous flash went off in left field. That was no camera. That was Mother Nature. And the Mariners will show no mercy to the Blue Jays here tonight. It's 9-1 Seattle. Lopped it high to center field. Shocking. As there is Austin Jackson, who waits forever. He reads half of a novel and now makes the catch. Chris Young has spun six scoreless innings.
Preparation, knowing that I've been through a few pretty significant injuries and rehabs, and knowing the hard work, the perseverance.
And what's gone?
Lloyd.
Iwakuma the pause, turns, deals. Strike three called. He gets him with a fastball and make it 10 punch outs for Iwakuma.
He leaves you speechless. It's just amazing.
The 0-1 to Ackley. Swing and a blooper into shallow left field. Going out his hold. Still on the run. And he dives and he can't make the catch. Two runs will score. Holy smokes. The Mariners have the lead. What a comeback win tonight. The Mariners over the Red Sox 5-3. They come up with all five runs in the top half of the ninth inning.
It was a shocker, an absolute stunner.
Goodbye, baseball! Into the Ranger bullpen, Mike Zunino with an opposite field home run, his 20th of the season. Now more than any catcher in Seattle Mariners history, there is number 20.
It's awesome. I mean, nothing I dreamt of doing. I mean, I just want to go out there and help the team win anyway.
Paxton sets chin high, a look at first base, and a 3-2 pitch, curveball, strike three called, 82-mile-an-hour hook, and Mike Trout looks like that's the first pitch he's ever seen in baseball.
Paxton's really good. He's like, boom.
The 1-2 to O'Malley. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and there it is. Strikeout number 233 on the season. A new career high for Felix Hernandez, king of the hill. 1-1 to Morrison. Swing and a fly ball deep to right center field. Bosch going back to the warning track, looking up, and this is gone. Goodbye, baseball. A three-run home run by Logan Morrison, and the Mariners have the lead.
It's in the grits, baby.
The set by Medina. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's strike three called. Holy smokes, a slider, and it buckled the knees of Alexi Ramirez, and he fell down in the batter's box. An absolutely filthy slider from Charlie Furbush.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What a curveball from Tom Wilhelmsen. He had Trout backing away from that pitch. 96-mile-an-hour flames from Dominic Leone. Great job by Beimel. Wipeout curve. What a pitch there by Danny Farquhar. And Brandon Mauert strikes out the side.
Everybody wake up and they say, let's go. Vamonos.
Fernando Rodney shoots that arrow high in the sky. And for Fernando Rodney, his 46th save on the year. And that is a new Mariner club record. Pitch to Morrison, swinging a line drive right center field. This bounces, will roll all the way up to the wall. Here comes Seager, pedals to second, into third. Seager being waved home, the throw home. He slides, he's safe, we're tied at one. And the 1-2 to Jackson. Swinging a ground ball to the second baseman. Green over to second for one. The relay to first, safe. Mariners win it. Brad Miller will score from third. A walk-off fielder's choice. The Mariners win it. Season